The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has health officials concerned at a time coronavirus caseloads were already on the rise. McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight tells Eric Stock, while they wait for data on how contagious and deadly the variant is, McKnight's office is pushing the usual precautions, vaccinations, masking, and testing.
The Omicron, again, there's so much about it that we have yet to understand, that the best preparation that we can do right now is just to keep doing what we know is working.
And COVID hospitalizations in McLean County have leveled off just a bit in the last 2 weeks after a recent rise. Now, as a lagging indicator, should we anticipate another increase in hospitalization soon, since the number of cases have risen pretty dramatically in the last few weeks?
Yep, sadly, that is what we do anticipate when we see the increase in cases. And we have seen that, obviously. In November, we were over 60 was our daily average for new cases. So we anticipate that is a likely instance that could happen. And, you know, when we look at the Omicron, one of the things that we will be interested in is, does it cause more severe infection? So again, one of the benefits of having vaccines readily available to us is that we know that they're effective at preventing severe infections, reducing the risk of hospitalization and COVID-related death. So that's something that this year looks a little bit different than last year.
And the McLean County Health Department in recent days has urged for more people to get tested for the coronavirus. And the testing positivity rate is up over 8% now. Is the concern there that the virus is more widespread than we realize?
Yeah, always. That's a expectation that we're never able to capture all of the cases. And testing positivity rate, when it is higher, indicates several things. Obviously, one of those being that the virus is widespread, and another being that, increased testing could be needed because you aren't capturing all of the cases that are out there, because we do know it, again, it is widespread. So right now, obviously, we're dealing with coming off of a holiday weekend where testing was more limited, but that doesn't negate the fact that we're still seeing an increase in the number of cases.
And who's not getting tested now, but should?
I couldn't say, but we recommend testing if you have been exposed, if you think you have been exposed, if you have symptoms, or if you are partaking in risky or high risk situations, then, think about getting tested, 5 to 7 days after that interaction, because testing is so important in helping us quickly identify cases, isolate them, and it just helps us further prevent the spread.
Should people who are fully vaccinated reduce their travel during the holidays coming up?
Everyone, I think, should just be cautious and aware of risk. So, approaching it in a harm reduction, risk reduction situation where, again, if you're going to be in a situation where it's a large gathering of unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals unmasked, think about what you can do to reduce your risk. So maybe wearing your face covering, maintaining social distancing, maybe avoiding certain situations that would be higher risk, especially if you are at high risk of severity. So if you're immunocompromised, you're an older individual living with, another comorbidity that might increase your risk of severe infection, just adding additional precautions, additional mitigations in layers.
And do you expect the definition of fully vaccinated to change anytime soon? If we're all being encouraged to get a booster shot, that seems to suggest that two doses are not going to be sufficient.
That is a question that is brought up, regularly. And to this moment, there is no plans, no intention to change that definition. So I don't know, but in the immediate future, I don't see that changing.
That's McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight with Eric Stock. The health department reports there are nearly 900 active coronavirus cases in the county, and all ICU beds are full.